Thanks, Danielle, and morning, everybody. Thanks for dialing in this morning. As mentioned, I'm here with Brad and Andrew. Given events on Monday, we thought, which have been, I guess, a little bit superseded from yesterday, we thought it would be best to host the call again once the dust had settled. As you can imagine, it is a very fluid situation, and there isn't a huge amount of detail that we can provide. So I do apologise in advance if we can't answer all of your questions or give the normal detail that you would expect, but please bear with us while we work through this. As per normal, I'll hand this call over to Brad, who will make some key points about where we stand, and then we'll open the lines up for Q&A. With that, over to you, Brad.
Thanks, Giles, and good morning, everyone. As you all know, and as we expected, the second committee report findings were released on Monday and were disappointing. We've outlined our position on the first committee and the second committee reports previously, and we don't resile from that position. We're now focused on negotiations with the government to bring about a swift resolution to this situation, and that's the focus for the President of Tanzania as well. Yesterday's news is what we've been guiding towards. It's consistent with our position following the second committee report, we would hope to engage with the government. So we're pleased that this dialogue has now started. We've always said that all options remained on the table, and negotiation has always been our preferred route. It's the best way for both parties to reach a swift resolution. As you can imagine, discussions are at a very early stage. The agreement yesterday is to start the negotiations. They haven't yet started, so I can't comment on any agreements that have been made. When they do, we'll look to get a win-win solution for all parties. Obviously, from the Tanzanian government side, they're looking for a fair return on the gold that we mine in their country. And from our side, there are a number of issues around the operating environment in Tanzania that need to be addressed. We've always sought to maintain good relations with the government of Tanzania, and obviously we welcome the chance now that we can enter into dialogue with them on these outstanding issues. We'll work with them, as we always try to do. We have similar goals in enhancing social and economic development in the country. And it is clear from the events of the last few months that we do need to address the lack of trust between the government and between Acacia. The dialogue that has now been established with the President is a good first step towards achieving that. Happy to hand over to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, you now have the opportunity to register a question by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any point you wish to remove your question from the question queue, please press star 2. And please ensure that when we come to you, your phone is unmuted locally. Our first question today comes from the line of James Bell of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. James, please go ahead.
Good morning, gents. Thanks for the call. Just two questions. Firstly, could you maybe talk about your thinking on continuing to operate the mines, given the lack of visibility on getting a resolution on the export ban? And secondly, are you able to comment on what the President was saying around his meeting with John Thornton, the chairman of Barrick, and the potential for back payment of taxes and a smelter? Thanks.
Thanks, James. Look, our preferred position has always been to continue to operate while we sought dialogue with the government. That's now been achieved. So at this stage, we don't intend to change that position. All three of our mines are operating and will remain so as long as a negotiated resolution is possible. The export ban, it's unlikely that would be lifted early in the negotiations, but we'll see how that develops as the negotiations commence. As far as the President's statements on back taxes and smelter, we'll leave that to the negotiations. You know, I'm not prepared to comment on where we're at with any element of those negotiations at this stage.
Okay, thanks. Understood.
The next question comes from the line of Andrew Brugmanners from BMO Capital Markets. Andrew, please go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning. Just to clarify the process that's going on, is the Barrick process and the process that you're going through in terms of engaging the government the same, or are there sort of two separate processes going on?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Look, it's the same process. You know, Barrick obviously are our majority shareholder. John Thornton wanted to experience the situation on the ground for himself, which was why he was in the country. While he was there, the Canadian High Commissioner had a meeting with the President and asked that he bring John along, and that's how we that's how that dialogue commenced. But you know, we're obviously aligned with Barrick. They're an important stakeholder in our business, and I'm pleased they're involved and they're able to help us achieve the outcomes that we want from this.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question from the telephone lines comes from Adrian Hammond at Standard Bank. Adrian, please go ahead.
Morning, Brad. You mentioned there were some operating issues that you need to address. What are those issues? That's the first question. And then secondly, what's the perception on the ground from your employees? What is their level of understanding of what the situation is? And maybe just a bit on the level of the mood and the productivity levels at the mines, please. Thanks.
Yeah, look, when we talk about issues in country, you know, I see this as a real opportunity to rebase our operating environment in the country. You know, we've talked about various issues in the past. I won't go into them in detail, but I do see this as a real opportunity to build a much stronger relationship with the government going forward. And we would be speaking to them about all parts of the operating environment in the country over the next few days and weeks. As far as our employees are concerned, you know, obviously the mood is not good. Our employees have been accused of many things over the last few weeks and months, and you know, their integrity has been questioned, and it's difficult for them. I talk to them regularly, we communicate with them regularly, we'll have a call with them later today. As far as the impact on productivity, obviously there has been an impact on productivity. You know, we'll see when the Q2 numbers come out what that impact is, but we're still guiding at this stage that we'll be within the guidance that we announced at the start of the year, and that hasn't changed.
Thanks. Just to circle back to the rebase plan you mentioned, is that more to do with mine plans or more to do with lease areas and fiscal regime?
No, it's more to do with the fiscal regime.
Thank you very much.
Our next question is from the line of Daniel Major of UBS. Daniel, your line is open.
Hi, chaps. Follow-up question from Andrew's question. Are you actually negotiating with the government in terms of the negotiations that have happened so far, or has there just been the meeting with John Thornton and with Barrick and the government? And then the second question, the news wires suggested that you know, Barrick had commented that they were to back pay taxes that were owed. Should we read that as an admission that there is back pay taxes owed? Thanks.
It's on the... On your second question, look, there's been no agreements made on any issue at this stage. Negotiations
okay.
have yet to commence. As far as the negotiations and who's involved in those negotiations, the teams are yet to be formed, but we would be part of those discussions. And obviously, any outcome or any position would need to be approved by our board. So it's very... Very early days.
Okay, thanks.
The next question from the telephone line comes from Tyler Broder of RBC Capital Markets. Tyler, please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Question that I have at this point is, what is the framework for these negotiations in terms of timing? Is it directly with the president? Is there any other aspect of the Tanzanian government that you are engaging with at this moment? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. As far as timing goes, you would have heard the president yesterday say that he wants a swift resolution to this. We agree. Just how long a swift resolution, what that means, I wouldn't like to guess, but it's not going to be months. I think it'll be sooner than that. As far as which elements of government would be involved, the president won't be directly involved. He's putting together his team, and that team will comprise individuals from various departments that work with us. So we would expect members of the Tanzanian Revenue Authority. We would expect the Mining Department to be involved. And we would expect the Attorney General's people would also be involved.
Is there a just to follow up? Is there any sense of timings of when the first meetings will begin?
The framework for the discussions is being decided over the next few days.
Understood. Thank you very much.
We have a question from the line of Luke Hill of JP Morgan. Luke, please go ahead.
Morning, Brad, Andrew, Giles. Firstly, obviously a number of recommendations made in the Monday release, including changes to the MDA, government ownership, etc. Can you give us any insight as to what your initial take is on those and maybe, obviously in the context of negotiations commencing soon, but what areas maybe... you'd be more willing to concede in order to allow a resolution, a mutually beneficial resolution to the situation. Secondly, can you give an indication on how you interpret the specific recommendations for introducing government ownership at the mine level, particularly just in the context of the 30% local shareholding listing requirement? Is that meant to be sort of to interpret that as potentially over and above the proposed 30%, or would you expect some form of definitive resolution that would maybe not require the 30% local shareholding listing requirement? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. Look, on the MDAs, if you look at when they were signed, the Revised Mining Act of 2010 and the laws that we're operating under today, we're not operating under an environment that is very much different to the current 2010 Mining Act. We've given up most of the concessions under those original MDAs already. I'm not going to go into what parts of those are going to be subject for further discussions. Your questions around government ownership, I've got the same response. We'll be talking about a whole broad range of issues within those negotiations, and at this stage it's premature to talk about individual elements of that. I'm sorry.
No, that's understood. And finally, just one follow-up from an insurance perspective. I mean, does your cover indemnify against any losses that may have been incurred so far from an export ban, from the export ban?
Hey, Luke, it's Andrew here. We don't have PRI, political risk insurance, which would really specifically be where this sat. This wouldn't typically be covered under any sort of BI insurance. So, you know, obviously, we've looked into that, made all the notifications necessary, but I wouldn't expect any insurance cover at this point in time.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
The next question comes from Karel Hassan, who is a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My question is regarding, I mean, you said you're building trust between the company and the government. They accused you of fraud, I'm sorry to say, in terms of the gold content. Could you, I mean, have you taken any steps to prove that, you know, I know you said you have independent auditors who actually looked at the gold content. Have you taken any steps to verify that? I mean, how did the government came to their conclusion and obviously which differs from yours?
That's Carol. Look, we've made historical statements on that, and those, you know, our website covers those issues adequately. I won't refer. I can refer you to that, but I won't make any further statements than that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question is from Chris Law from RBC Capital Management. If you'd like to go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, guys. I've just got two questions. One on a technical side. I mean, how long can you continue mining and stockpiling concentrate? What is the impediment to that in terms of, you know, do you have sufficient sheds? And sort of how long could that go? I mean, if this process goes on for 3 months, can you continue stockpiling material? And the second question is, not clear on your team. You've mentioned the government team, but is your team going to be both Barrick participants as well as Acacia? And how would that be held? How will you go about that? Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Look, on the concentrate, as we've said, we're continuing to produce it. I think we have now more than 1,000 containers located between the Dar es Salaam port and the various mine sites. There is no physical limitation to us continuing to stockpile concentrate. You know, we do have the option of digging holes or storing in other sheds built for other purposes, so we can continue right through for several months yet. As far as the negotiations teams, that's what we're resolving. That's the framework that we're establishing over the next few days. So it hasn't been established just who is on those teams yet.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Our next question is from Adrian Hammond from Standard Bank. If you'd like to go ahead.
Brad, just a follow-up, please. Just referring to John Thornton's comments regarding repayment of taxes, is he saying that it's taxes that Barrick would pay as opposed to Acacia?
I'm not aware of John Thornton making any statements about back payment of taxes. If you look at their release yesterday, it didn't even talk to that. And in the interview that he gave in Dar es Salaam yesterday, there was no mention of payment of taxes.
Thanks.
We have a question from the line of Charles Gibson from Edison. If you'd like to go ahead.
Thank you very much. Morning, chaps, and thank you very much for the call. I wonder, it seems to me that there are some other companies out there that either will or are or should be affected by the ban on the export of concentrates. And I just wonder if you could tell us, have you had any talks with any of those other companies? Would it be appropriate for you to negotiate with those other companies? Or should we perceive this as it appears, which is an action by the government which is specifically directed at Acacia, if not Barrick?
Good morning, Charles. Look, we're the only significant company in Tanzania that exports copper gold concentrates. There are some very small players in country, small private concerns that have been impacted by this ban, but nearly all of the impact has been felt by Acacia, not by any other listed company in Tanzania or indeed any international company. So it's largely us that's been affected by it. So there's no other companies that we can talk to who are in the same position as us.
Hi, operator, can we get the next question, please?
The next question is from Alan Smith from Jefferies. If you'd like to go ahead.
Hey, Alan Spence here at Jefferies. Just in terms of that first committee that reported, have you now been able to get your hands on the physical report? As I imagine, that'll be a point of focus in the negotiation.
Alan, no, we haven't. We haven't got a copy of the first report or the second report, but we have requested them.
Is it, I don't know how much confidence you can put on this, but is it safe to assume that will be made available to you in the negotiation?
Look, we're focused on the negotiations now. I think the reports are completed. Really, we're moving away from the reports and more towards negotiating a win-win outcome. That's our focus.
Okay, thanks.
There are no further questions from the phone lines.
Thanks very much, operator, and thanks everybody for dialing in today. No doubt we will be in contact again very soon, so we will keep you updated as events progress in the coming days and weeks. But thanks again, and hope you have a good rest of the day.